Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 2 of Salad Club, the podcast. I'm Michael Ivask, your host, and we have a great season planned for you, so let's start right now. My first guest is Annabelle Budd. She is a DECA at CSI Spadina, and her project she's working on is a thing called Connections.
Yes. Well, Connection without the S, actually.
Okay, Connection. Mm-hmm. So, what is Connection?
Great question. So Connection, the way I explain it to people is that it's a social wellness project that challenges us to think more intentionally about the relationships we have in our lives, whether that be relationship to yourself or relationships to other people. That could be like romantic relationships or workplace relationships, whatever those might be, and relationship to place. And so I truly believe that those connections are what kind of bring the color to our life and what make life kind of worth living. And so being more intentional about how we strengthen those and strengthen community is what it's about.
Okay. So tell us, how is the project set up?
Yeah, so the project is set up... So basically I'm developing, it's set up through personal stories. And so personal stories are kind of the heart of it. And so I've been asking people, I've been looking, see, this is what I mean when I feel like I don't have my pitch ready.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but basically, so it's set up through personal stories and I've been developing a series of mini documentaries that are centered around kind of a sub-theme of connection. And I've been talking to people about some practices that they've put in place that facilitate kind of connection in their life. And then filming it, packaging it into like the story that can be shared and that can resonate with people. And so that's kind of the main kind of meat of it. But beyond that, I've been, the intention is to bring people together like beyond the virtual space and to bring people together in physical places. So with the release of each season, the intention is to have like an event or a workshop or something that's a bit more facilitated where people can talk about the things that were brought up.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's interesting. I've watched all the videos.
Okay.
I think it's great content. I guess my question is, how are you using them to attract your audience?
The videos?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, when I sort of did the Google of you, it was, it wasn't necessarily, how are you marketing, I guess, is what I'm saying. Is there a blog that goes along with it? Is there, you know, are you doing it on Facebook? Are you, like, where are you?
Where am I at?
Yeah, how are you attracting that audience, I guess?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's something, I mean, this is still very much in its infancy. I've been working on this working on it seriously for 6 months, maybe. But so I'm on like the social media channels. So I have an Instagram account, I have a Facebook account, and I also have a blog on my website. And so those things are all there. But right now what I'm finding is that I'm having a very strong kind of emotional resistance to using Instagram and Facebook and to promoting myself through that. And I think like that's like baggage that I carry and that I need to get over.
A lot of us feel that, you know, if we didn't have to use it, we wouldn't use it.
So. Yeah, exactly. And I'm trying to figure out exactly like what I want those channels to be used for and how I want to use them effectively in order to kind of align with the mission of the actual videos, which is to bring community together and to bring people together. So that's kind of a work in progress and something I'm thinking about. But I am present on them. So if you were to look for me, I think you would find there. Connection Today is the handle. And I do have a blog, but the idea for me and something that I'm really trying to move towards it's for people to understand that I'm not coming at this project from an expert lens. Really, I'm coming at this with a lot of curiosity and a lot of questions. But I don't want it to just be my voice. And so I really want to invite people who are interested in these topics or who are reflecting on similar topics to submit kind of anything they want, which then I would share on my channels. So whether that be like a poem or an image or a blog post that has to do with connection, like I'm inviting kind of that contribution so that it's a collaboration.
Oh, that's very cool. Yes, I noticed that you use personal stories gathered through interviews essentially online. I guess my question is, what is the question you're hoping to answer?
The question, I think the main question I'm hoping to answer, there are many of them. I think the first one that I was playing around with, and it's changed. Like the question changes the more I move along. Like my mission question would be like, what is connection and how can we foster it? So trying to figure out like what is this mysterious thing that we call connection, and if it's so important, then what? How can we do it better? Like where do you find it? How do you make it work? Like what is there like? Yeah, is there a recipe that you can use, or is it more fickle than that?
Right.
So
right.
I guess like I'm wondering about that just like more generally, but I'm also just coming at this from a place of wanting to know why. Why is it that people around me feel disconnected, and what is causing that, and what are the negative and adverse effects of that? I really just want to provide a solution or a place where that conversation can happen.
Well, I noticed the first season was called Embodiment, you know, how to connect with your own body sort of idea was the idea, I guess. So what did you learn from that first season?
Yeah, so I think what I learned from that, I chose that theme because it was relevant in my own personal life, and these questions of connecting to my body were really coming up. And when I was exploring that connection to my body, there was a lot of kind of fear and awkwardness and discomfort. And what I learned through having these conversations with people who I viewed kind of as experts or as like people who did this very well, is that my experience was obviously very common, and that they also experience lots of vulnerability when they're putting, you know, when they're dancing or acting or talking about sex, or like vulnerability, I think, was the common thread in that season of videos. And so what I learned is that to be vulnerable is not, it's not a negative thing or something that you should be afraid of, but actually a window of opportunity into kind of more authenticity or more connection. And so I'm questioning, like, is it even possible to have connection if you're not willing to be vulnerable? So that's kind of what's come up for me from that season.
That's very cool. So you just launched your Kickstarter campaign to fund season two called Play.
Yeah.
So what do you hope to discover this season?
Oh, yeah, Play. So Play is again, like, this is something that's come up for me in my own life, is I'm hoping to discover ways in which we can relate to each other less rigidly. I grew up in Mexico, and I moved to Canada when I was 18, and what I found was that I there was a bit of a culture shock when I first came here. I found that in the English language, I'm much less funny, or I'm much less playful, like in the way that I relate to people here, and I really lost kind of my ability to connect in certain ways, because the like touch here is much more carefully framed.
Yes.
Like in Mexico, you hug or you kiss like your friends all the time.
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to explore, you know, what other ways are people playful with each other here, and how does playfulness allow us to relate to each other in different ways, and in in different ways. And I think what's interesting is as I've explored this topic, it's come up, like play has come up a lot in kind of an evolutionary perspective of like being a critical kind of piece of how we grow up and how animals like develop like social skills and like survival skills really. So play is really this critical thing that we need to do. So that's also something I'm exploring.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that there's more after play.
Oh yeah.
So
oh, yeah, there's lots of ideas still.
Where where do you think you're going to go after play?
After play, like after play, I have some friends in BC who are really interested in taking part of this, and they want to explore celebration and ritual mm-hmm. as like a place of connection how like what does celebration look like, and does it always have to include other people? Like how many people does it? An event have to be for it to be a celebration, or are all events celebrations, or like what's the quality of celebration that makes it something we can connect on? And also tying that into rituals as something that I think I at least and my friends have lost touch on, like ritual a little bit, so trying to tease out like where we can create more space for that. So that's kind of the next one I'm thinking about. I also want to talk about connection to place. And in particular, like connection to like an urban landscape.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, without connection, we experience loneliness, isolation, anger, depression, anxiety. How are you planning to make a difference in those areas?
Yeah. Well, it's like those reading those stats and seeing like that was an aspect of. Life that was like worsening, that was kind of the origin for why I decided to do this project. So this is kind of my obviously inadequate, like these are huge problems, but this is kind of my little piece or my attempt to answer to these things and to kind of provide a counter to them, even just getting people thinking about these topics and bringing people together to have conversations about it, I think is a start. But I mean, again, I'm not an expert. I'm not a counselor. I didn't study psychology. Like I studied political science. So this is very much coming from just a novice kind of beginner's eye. But the hope is that through these conversations and through potentially the creation of both an online and offline community, those things would be addressed.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess the next question is, what's your biggest struggle going forward?
My biggest struggle with this project?
Yeah.
Self-doubt.
Self-doubt?
Yeah, yeah. Which is probably a common experience, but this is the first time that I'm kind of trying to do something on my own. And I have people supporting me. I have lots of community supporting me, but it's easy to fall prey to these like nagging questions of just like, well, is this even important? Do people care? Like, should I keep going? And those kind of come up routinely, and then I push them away, and then eventually like something triggers them back.
Every filmmaker yeah. has those same questions,
exactly.
you know,
yeah.
and you know, you don't get over them. I mean, I guess the biggest thing that a filmmaker struggles with is funding.
Yeah, funding too.
is funding that something that...
Oh yeah, funding's a big one too. That's one I struggle even more. The fact that I didn't even mention funding is because even just talking about money is something that I have trouble with. And I guess like feeling like I need to ask or need to kind of rely on something outside of myself for this to work is a challenging thing. And at the same time, it's funny because it loops back into the actual topic of what I'm working on. So my ability to lean into community or to accept the need for help or to ask for help or to seek out kind of opportunities, I think is funny. So I have a Kickstarter going for season 2 right now, which I've been doing a very poor job at promoting. Very, very poor job.
And you're a content manager, right?
I know, but it's so hard when it's your own thing. I've been so quiet about it. There's 9 days left for it. But I don't want to use Kickstarter again. I don't want to seek like support from people close to me again. Like I think it's a one-time ask. But with the development of 6 hopefully 6 new episodes with play, the hope is that I'll I'm building them with this idea of then qualifying for more funding down the line. So yeah, I'm looking at like grants and other opportunities that now with more things under my belt, I actually can qualify for.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put the link to your Kickstarter campaign
in
the notes for this, just so everybody knows. Take a look in the notes, and you can connect on that Kickstarter. So thank you, Annabelle, for coming down to Salad Club today.
Thank you, Michael.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
I guess I would add that if there's any of these topics kind of resonate with your listeners, to check out on the website, there's a calls for submissions page where I invite people to send in their thoughts, to send in like anything that they want to have their voice heard and to expand this conversation kind of beyond what matters to me in any given point.
And what would that website be called?
Right, so it's connectiontoday.com, but connection is spelled in the French way, so it's connexion today.com.
Okay, well, that's great. And we will be back next week with another wonderful guest from Salad Club.
All right, great.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.